Noise, it leads to bias, and bias leads to noise. Noise and bias are threats to an investor psychology and the ability to make good financial decisions. Join me on the inside today as we will be navigating these two particular topics and what you can do to protect your legacy and your family's financial future.
This show is for educational purposes only. You should consult your own advisor and conduct your own due diligence to analyze your specific situation.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome back here. Joe Soto here with the Joe Soto Project, The Wealth Rebirth. Welcome back. Welcome back. I think we are on episode 56. Today's topic is we're going to be talking about the cost of noise and bias in investing. Noise and bias in investing. Now, here's the thing, guys. Noise costs people millions of dollars every year. Millions. And noise, it leads to bias. It's just the way it is. Now, I'm going to give you an example, a recent example of how noise could be an extremely costly proposition. So when we first learned about COVID-19 at the end of 2019 and 2020, the market went into a sell-off. So it dropped into double-digit territory, and there were a lot of people that were panicking. At the time, I remember having conversations with people, and everybody was kind of freaked out. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of freaked out myself. I was like, man, what is going on with this stuff, you know? But I've also learned over the years that there is noise in the marketplace, and then noise leads to biases. So I immediately started to go back and study, you know, prior pandemics, prior market sell-offs, to try to understand exactly how the COVID pandemic, how it could relate to other situations that we've had in the past that were of similar nature. But the reality is, when there is an abundance of any type of noise, okay, look, you don't need to look any further than look back at the last 10 years in this country in terms of the political landscape. And I'm going to ask you a question. If there wasn't so much noise available to us, you know, what this guy said, what that guy said, things that happened in the world and how they were interpreted by different political figures, and how people automatically attach themselves to certain belief systems, which creates the current polarized system that we currently live in today, then I would ask you, think about how the political noise impacts your ability to see the world. How does it impact your bias? Now, this is not a political show. I'm just using this as an example as how it relates to your money. Because the financial markets have an abundance of noise, okay? And when there's a lot of noise, you know, it, even for me as a financial advisor, I am acutely aware of the abundance of noise that exists. As a matter of fact, I would say that probably a big part of my job is to try to interpret the noise. But for most people, right, when they hear all of the noise about the economy, maybe the market, whether it be the market selling off, kind of like the recent sell-off that we had in the last couple of months, it creates an abundance of noise. Or vice versa, the market is doing very well, and this also creates an abundance of noise, which both lead to people making decisions about their financial situation. Because these noises, what they do is they trigger actions. And a lot of times people make these decisions and then they go back and they evaluate the decisions and they say, man, you know, I should have never made that decision. You know, I think I made a mistake. You start doubt yourself. You start to question, man, why did I do that? I should have never bought this. I should have never sold that. And then you got more noise coming at you. And this noise, what it does is it creates people to have a knee-jerk reaction, like a shocking type of reaction. You immediately want to act. You know, recently I started taking martial arts classes, and yesterday we were working on, you know, what do you do when somebody shoves you up against a wall? And you know, there's a process of how to handle that, those kind of situations. But man, I got to tell you, when somebody grabs you by your shirt and shoves you against the wall, the last thing you're thinking about is the process of how to get out. Your first instinct is to flinch and you're like, whoa, I'm being attacked. And then the process goes out of the window. This is too an example of noise. And these type of things, this chaos that continuously happens in the marketplace, I would say is responsible for hundreds of thousands of people not being able to reach their financial objectives. Hundreds of thousands of people buying when they should be selling, selling when they should be buying. And I would tell you, this is a known fact. One of the top reasons why people get divorced is because of money. And I've had many a times people come across my desk where, you know, they've gone through a divorce purely because of financial reasons. So this idea of noise and how it impacts your money and your ability to make wise decisions that are unbiased is incredibly, incredibly important. But the problem is that most people are not aware that the noise is taking place. We've had, you know, a famous president who became famous by saying fake news, right? I don't think that was coined to him. Actually, I think people have been talking about the validity of news now for a number of years. But our last president, Mr. Donald Trump, he became very famous for the term fake news, right? And I think, you know, that also is not 100% accurate. The noise itself is not the problem. The news itself is not the problem. The problem is our ability to be aware that some of that news might be noise. To be conscious of the fact that some of that news may lead to me having an opinion about something that perhaps I'm not 100% qualified to have. So is it my opinion that I'm giving, or is it a belief system that I'm adopting based on what I truly believe? Or is my opinion being influenced by the news? And I think this is one of the biggest challenges that people face, just awareness of the problem. So what should we do? What is the possibility here? Well, the first thing is we want to be aware. We want to be aware that, number one, the news is not the problem. Okay. This idea of fake news.
That might work for some people, say fake news, everything's fake news. No, news is just noise. Okay, but in news, there's valuable information that can be obtained. Okay, but the reality is we just want to be aware that not all of this news that's coming our way is actually going to be useful to us. We want to be conscious of how news influences our ability to invest,
to buy, sell? Is it creating fear or greed inside of me? Okay. And we also want to be aware, and this is very incredibly, this is super important, of the cost that noise may have on our investment decisions. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, there is a cost when we become either aware or unaware. So once we become crystal clear on what is happening, okay, then we know that there's a cost associated with our ability to interpret that news. You see, my friends, noise, it leads to bias, and bias oftentimes leads to noise. It becomes a vicious, never-ending cycle. If what? If you are unaware. If you are unaware that this is taking place, then you can never leave out of the circle of ideas that you currently own. And a lot of times you have these ideas and you don't even know where they came from. But you're afraid for some reason. Or you might be overly optimistic for some reason. In other words, you have lost your ability to think rationally. Perfect example of this is to look at your group of friends. Okay? I have made a goal for myself this year, surround myself around people, not necessarily naysayers, okay? But people that have different ideas. People that think differently than I do. And surround myself around people that challenge my modus operandi, the way that I operate. I do this strategically in the investing world, where I bring people into my world that challenge the way that I think, so I can look at things differently. If you go back, and you could go back the last couple of weeks, I mean, I spent probably a month shooting podcasts on digital assets and digital currencies. This was not a particular topic that I was super excited about learning, but I hired people around me that taught me different ways to look at this particular topic. And therefore, because of that, I decided to make a decision to invest in my own education, and I became certified in the blockchain and digital assets. Why? Because I have people around me that think differently than I do, okay? And I think that this is part, in big part, what's happening with this conversation of noise, that what ends up happening is it polarizes people to a point where you're surrounding yourselves around information that you only want to agree with and with people that you only want to agree with. I mean, I think it's a travesty, right? The political landscape is a perfect example to discuss this. You know, not because I want to make this a political topic, okay? I mean, we can have a conversation about investing in the same way, but the politics is easy, relatable way for us to look at what happens when noise polarizes people and puts them in a group, in a category where they don't allow any other information in. At this point, you've become enslaved by the noise and your ideas are completely biased. When it comes to money and investing, this can be an incredibly costly proposition. This can lead to people not retiring on time. This can lead to people making costly mistakes with their money. This can lead to families being broken. This can lead to health problems, stress. Have you heard of people that have committed suicide because they've lost incredible amounts of money in the markets? Think about that for a second. Do you think that those people have lost their ability to objectively look at the truth? That they made a particular set of group of opinions or noise their central focal point to the point that they felt that it was no longer worth living? It's crazy. This is a serious topic. So What can you do? What can you do in this environment? Well, the first thing I would tell you is this. We all have different aptitudes and abilities as we relate to noise in our own lives. So think, for example, if you're a parent and you have children, right? You're trying to pick a school, okay? Well, you have to decipher all of the noise associated with being a parent who wants to educate their child or children. You have more than one, right? You got to decipher which books you want them to read, what information you want them exposed to. Do you want to give them access to technology? You want to give them limited access? Do you want to give them full access? Okay. But the point is that you don't just say, oh, I'm technology doesn't exist. It's not true. Technology is just all an illusion. Well, there are people that think that way, by the way. You know what I mean? Like, there are people that think, you can just make it through this in today's modern world without technology. Well, that's going to put you in an environment where you are surrounded by a certain set of information and investing principles, right, that are going to block you from having the full spectrum of the decision-making capabilities that are available to you in this world today. But the first thing is, look at how you interact with the noise that you're familiar with, okay? We all have different aptitudes. I have different clients that have different businesses, businesses that interact in different ways. You know, some people are in the medical field, some people in the business world, some people are small business owners, some people work for large corporations, and each one of those individuals has different levels of noise that they're exposed to, that they're familiar with. So think about how you interact with the noise that you're familiar with. That's the first one. The second one is for the areas in which you are not an expert in, okay? You can go out and get that knowledge on your own, but most people don't have the time to do so. We just don't have the time, okay? There is a lot of areas that I wish to become an expert in. One of them is taxes. I would tell you that I have a good knowledge of the tax world, the tax system. When I got my financial planning certificate at NYU, there was an entire module on taxes. But that certificate I got a couple of years back, well, in today's world, taxes have changed, right? So I'm keeping track of the noise that's in my world of wealth management and investing. And I hire people that are on my team that are experts in taxes only. Insurance is another world that it constantly is changing. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but the insurance world went through a transformation in 2018 when the fiduciary standard was made the law for all financial advisors, and then it was repealed. And but the insurance world was changed forever. So what insurance was 20 years ago to what it is now, or what insurance was 10 years ago and what it is now, is two different worlds. The insurance world is constantly changing. So I can go out and seek to become an expert in everything to do with insurance, but that's a separate world. So what I do is I have people on my team that can give me updated information. In other words, they condense the noise and then allow me to build a decision based on condensed information that allows me to minimize the noise and minimize the bias. See, my friends, there is no way to eliminate all noise, and there is no way to eliminate all bias, okay? So to recap, evaluate how you interact with the noise in your world that you're familiar with. Look at how you interact with it. Look at your comfort level. You should be very comfortable in dealing with certain aspects of noise in your life. And then realize, for example, in the world of investing, that this might not be your forte. This might not be your strength, right? So you need to hire people around you, around taxes, around insurance, around legal matters that are going to help you make sense of the noise so you don't become someone who is extremely biased towards a certain aspect of your financial plan. We'll recap with this today, my friends. You can't be an expert at all the noise. It's impossible, my friends. You cannot be an expert in every aspect of financial planning. You cannot be an expert in investment management. You cannot be an expert in estate planning. You cannot be an expert in tax planning. You cannot be an expert in retirement planning. You cannot be an expert in insurance planning. It's a lot. And yet people today are still with the delusion that they think that they can do it on their own, and they are becoming victims of the same noise that is coming their way. So you cannot become an expert at all the noise, my friends. So I'm going to leave you with this question today. How does noise influence your investment decisions, my friends? How does noise influence your investment decisions? Leave me a comment down below, my friends. Share it with somebody. Share this episode with somebody you think might need it. The only way we're going to grow this podcast is with your help. Hopefully you found something useful here today. And there's a way to leave a message on the podcast if you have a question. Who knows? Maybe your question will be the topic of the next episode, my friends. I love you guys. Thank you. I honor you for investing in your financial literacy and education to protect yourself and your family and your legacy. Till tomorrow, my friends, I'll see you on the next episode of Joe Soto, the Joe Soto Project, The Wealth Rebirth. Make it a great day.